This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Even though Jane Austen died in 1817, the English author's works, like Sense and Sensibility and Pride and Prejudice, have lived on for more than 200 years. Laura Runge, the chair of the University of South Florida English Department, thinks she knows why.
People comment on the realism or the realistic characters. People relate to these characters, and they still do.
Now, Runge's students are doing their part to help Austen's legacy live on through the internet. It's part of a graduate-level course named Austen, Bits and Bytes. In addition to analyzing Austen's major novels, the class looked at her online presence. Runge had each of her students work on a digital humanities project involving Austen. Six chose to edit an Austen-related topic on Wikipedia.
It's open access, it's crowdsourced, and it provides a huge audience with information every day.
Now, I know what you're probably thinking, because I had the same question. Aren't most students discouraged from using Wikipedia as a source? Well, Runge says that's not the case. Everything on Wikipedia has to be documented and linked to a published resource.
That really raises a lot of questions about facts and truth and what's available on the internet and what makes for a legitimate resource. And so it opens up a conversation about knowledge that is really productive.
Second-year literature PhD student Elizabeth Ricketts worked on the entry for the novel Sense and Sensibility. While she knows a lot about the book, she says she had to stop thinking like an academic when editing.
Because as a literary scholar, you're mostly publishing argument-based writing and evaluating and looking at the sources, putting them in conversation with each other, and ultimately making your own argument. I had to take all of that argument out and just say, here's what this source says, here's what that source says, and very factual-based.
Ricketts also enjoyed interacting with other Wikipedia editors in defending her decisions.
There's a lot of talking back and forth. You're not just working with a vacuum, you're working with whole public and interconnected scholarly and public knowledge community, and it was really cool.
Runge says her students normally just write for a small audience, but the class's six Wikipedia pages have been viewed a total of more than 640,000 times.
That makes a huge impression on a student, and it should, because people are reading their work. It has a huge audience, which is going to lead to an impact. You may not be able to see it or know it, but you know it's being read.
Graduate student Ricketts admits that's more people than who will likely ever read anything scholarly she writes.
And that is not to diminish the importance of scholarly writing whatsoever, but it was very humbling to know that my work over the course of its lifetime will be seen by so many thousands of people.
Runge says that the point of the class, beyond teaching the students about the power of both Austen's words and Wikipedia's reach, is to get them to share what they know with the world.
I feel a responsibility to the subject as well as to the public. The subject is something I know really well. I should share that with people so that they can get to know it too.
The work was done in conjunction with the Wiki Education Foundation, a nonprofit nationwide network of university professors who use Wikipedia as a teaching tool by having students write or edit entries. You'll find links to the foundation, as well as the students' entries, on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.